Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Some commentators saying it was a landslide result. More than one third of the population, though, saying no. That is still a significant minority that can't be ignored.
Yeah, look, it's not a landslide. It's about what the polls were predicting. The really interesting parts are that, firstly, lots of Australians had their say. 8 in 10 of the eligible voters had their say, and that says that people really cared about the issue. They also cared about our democracy. Secondly, let's say it's roughly 60-40, you know, 61-39. Again, that's about what you'd probably expect. And now we know for sure, so we can be certain of the result. It was a good survey. People had their say, and now it's time for us to move to the next stage.
Do people who voted no congratulate the yes side for the win?
I think the people who voted no acknowledge that the majority of people, but not a thumping majority, acknowledge that the majority of people are in favour of same-sex marriage, and we need to simply recognise that and accept the result and now make sure that when it is legislated for, which it will be, that we protect religious freedom as much as we can. Because we've got to, as we said from the very beginning of this, Arthur, we've got to make sure, the most important thing is what happens next. What happens next has to be that our society remains cohesive, that we still care about each other, that we respect each other's opinions, and that we get on with being a very successful and stable democracy where we respect all and respect everybody's views.
Where to now from here, Stephen?
Well, the Parliament now has to do its thing, and that's no small thing either. We have a great parliamentary democracy. People say, oh, you know, the Parliament's in turmoil. Look, it's not in turmoil. The Parliament is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You know, the Parliament will now sit down and think through a bill. There are two bills on offer. The Smith bill, which we've spoken about before on this program and on Open House. And then there's another bill, the Paterson bill. The Paterson bill is a newer bill. It contains a lot more protection for ordinary Australians than the Smith bill. The Smith bill's religious freedoms, they relate to religious institutions. They relate to churches. There's nothing there to protect, in fact, the ordinary Australian who has a conscientious objection. That's now, we know, 39% of Australians who have an objection to same-sex marriage. Nothing in the Smith bill allows them to act in accordance with their conscience. So the Parliament has to weigh those two in the balance. And that process will be a really, really important one. And in a sense, the importance really begins now, and it lasts until Christmas, when it would be great, I think, for everybody if we had a result.
That's going to be the next challenge going forward, Stephen, isn't it? Making amendments to the bill that, for instance, is going to be introduced by Dean Smith as early as this afternoon, and making sure those safeguards are in place to reassure the whole population.
Yeah, well, in terms of parliamentary process, the Dean Smith bill is introduced this afternoon. There'll be an attempt by James Paterson to introduce his bill as well. And as a Member of Parliament whose views now represent, you know, a pretty sizable proportion of the Australian population, he deserves to have his chance to move his bill as well. The Parliament then has to order its own business paper. The government will be supporting the Dean Smith bill, so is the opposition. So my prediction is that the Dean Smith bill will be the one that the Parliament votes on first. What I think will then happen is that people will take aspects of the very carefully worded Paterson bill, and they'll try to insert those into the Dean Smith bill. The Parliament this is what it does. The bill gets voted for a second reading, you know, that is to say, okay, we accept the broad premises of this bill. Now let's get to work on the details. So the Senate will go into what's called a committee stage, and that's where members can move amendments. The amendments are voted on, yes or no. And, you know, through a very ordered process that's according to centuries of tradition in Westminster parliaments like ours, the Parliament will end up with a bill that has stronger religious protections than the Dean Smith bill. I'm quite sure of that. It probably won't go as far as the Paterson bill. And then, you know, the whole package gets voted on. It's really significant, isn't it, Arthur, that the Prime Minister and Matthias Cormann, who's driving this process in the Senate, are both now acknowledging that the Smith bill may not go far enough in acknowledging some religious freedom. So we would expect, and as Christians, we would call on the parliamentarians to take seriously the views of those people who have a conscientious objection, who need not just because the Australian law says so, but because international covenants say we should be able to express and act in accordance with our views. That's an important and fundamental human right.
Going by the figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the same-sex marriage postal vote has seen nearly 62% of people saying yes. On 96.5, I'm with social and political commentator Stephen O'Doherty, the host of 96.5's Sunday Night Open House program. Stephen, so same-sex marriage legislation passed and in place by Christmas, this is a reality?
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. There have been some people suggesting that the Conservative MPs, you know, effectively the no, those representing people who voted no in a way, that they might try to filibuster. I would be devastated if that was the case. I don't think they will. The people have spoken. Their views need to be respected. There's a majority view. And in a democracy, you know, we need to respect that. So I think that, the discussions in the wee small hours of the morning, Arthur, when the parliamentarians are getting a bit cranky with each other, yeah, people are going to say, you're only trying to waste time, get on with it. You know, our democracy needs to discipline itself to do this properly and soberly. So people need to be able to move amendments in accordance with what they think will be, and, you know, making improvements to religious freedom. And then the Parliament needs to vote on those amendments and once again let the democracy take its shape the bill, and then move on.
An unprecedented exercise in democracy is how Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull put it earlier this morning. So, Stephen, the expense of $122 million for the postal vote, plus the millions of dollars spent by both sides of the issue to get their points across, wasn't wasted?
No, I don't think that for a moment. An issue as important as this, and as divisive as this has been, you had to have some way to settle it. And now it's settled. You know, spending money on democracy is a pretty good investment, particularly if people can step back now and respect the result and try to, you know, organise things so that we can move forward with religious freedom in place, but respecting the views of the people about the issue of same-sex marriage, the majority of the people, that is. In other words, everyone needs to be heard. And in this case, we know that they wanted to be heard because 8 out of 10 eligible people voted. You think about the United States or other places that have non-compulsory voting, they get nothing like that return, just a fraction of that return. This was a non-compulsory survey, and yet 80% of people wanted to have their say. Yeah. You know, it'll be a legend. This will be a legend that's told in years to come that Australians wanted to have their say. And hopefully part of that legend then is to say, okay, we now acknowledge that same-sex marriage will be legislated for, and it'll be done in a way that protects religious freedom as well. That's the outcome we're hoping for, because we want a society that's free. We want a society where we respect each other. We want a society where people are still drawn to the gospel, not turned away because they think that Christians are not able to, you know, love and respect all people. Of course we do. That's the gospel message. Jesus died for all. Everyone is worthy. And anything that stands in the way of that message is a very poor thing indeed.
So with more than a third of the Australian population disappointed with the result, without wanting to be dramatic, is this the end of life as we know it?
The future won't look like the immediate past. The immediate past was a very concentrated period during which people went pretty hard at convincing Australians to get out and vote and to vote their way, yes or no, whatever it was. There's some pretty sharp messages in that campaign, and there was some behaviour that was not good. The future will not look like that. There shouldn't be any finger-waving and, you know, you lost, we won. That we shouldn't have that. And our society will be well-served if we're able to do this well, and be well-served if those people who did vote yes are able to understand that there were many people for whom this is not their desired outcome, and they need to be respected in the process that follows. But the sun will come up tomorrow, Arthur. Those clouds hanging over Brisbane will clear. God is on his throne in heaven, and Christians can be absolutely certain that Jesus Christ still loves every person, and the more we do to tell others about that, you know, the better world it'll be.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.